Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So the first question that I want to answer today is actually related to a segment that I had with Gretchen Dubow, who is the legal director for the Alliance of Natural Health USA. And so this is about the New York Attorney General, who pulled some herbal supplement products off the shelves of big stores like Target, Walgreens, Walmart. I think there was one or two more, but I mean, you know, big stores. Maybe even GNC was involved with this, and they tested these products and then claimed that the labels were false, that they couldn't find the specific herb that label was claiming it had, and there were some other preservatives in these products that shouldn't have been in there. So the question is, I don't understand the testing method used by the New York Attorney General. Please explain. So what they did, it's known as DNA barcode testing, and I mean, to really keep it simple, all they're doing is you take the product off, you take the capsule, you open it up, and you take the powder that was in the capsule and you run it through some different methodologies that try to identify the DNA footprint of the herbs that are supposed to be in there. So let's say there's a Boswellia product. Boswellia is a wonderful anti-inflammatory, comes from a medicinal tree, and Boswellia, so let's say you take that product off, you open up the capsule, and what you're going to look for is Boswellia DNA. And if it's there, okay, great. If it's not there, okay, there's an issue. The problem with this form of testing is it's not a standard form of testing for raw materials, okay? It has lots of credibility issues, even within the industry itself, and also within regulatory institutions. No one has really accepted DNA barcoding. It's a quick way to get an idea of what's in there, but it doesn't look at levels. It doesn't take into account how long something's been on a shelf. It doesn't. There's a lot of contamination issues when you're looking at DNA. So it's really not DNA barcode testing. It's not accepted. It's a substandard form of testing the quality of a product. But it's quick. It can be done by most labs, and so that's why it's sometimes used by the federal regulating institutions, and in this case, the state of New York. So it's a methodology that's not accepted. I mean, it is what it is. It's not accepted. And so what you have then is a report claiming that some of these products did not have the active constituents, the active herbal components in it based on this substandard form of testing. But mainstream media doesn't care. They want the headline. And by the way, that's exactly what the New York Attorney General did. Is he released talking points? He didn't release the actual results of the testing. This has not been published in any peer-reviewed journal or anything like that. They did their own testing using this DNA barcode substandard methodology, and they released talking points, headlines that ABC News and NBC News and even Fox, I mean, all of them picked it up and started claiming that herbal supplements are useless, there's nothing in them, that the labels are they're mislabeled, and so on from there. Yet the actual report hasn't even been released. They're not releasing it. Of course, the supplement industry, the herbal industry, are asking for the actual results, and at this point, the New York Attorney General is holding on to them because he knows that it's a substandard form of testing. And so it's really becoming more of a political thing than it is about public safety or anything like that. So there you go. It's just it's called DNA barcoding, and it's a quick, easy way to check for some things that might be in a product, but it's not accepted because there's just so many issues with it, so many contamination issues with it, and so it's not used. No one uses it but people like the New York State Attorney General. Okay, let's go on to the next question. And this one is related to this. So what is the best way to know if a supplement is high quality? There's a few things to do here. And I write about this in my book, The Supplement Pyramid, How to Build Your Personalized Nutritional Regimen. It's available at Life Extension and Amazon. And I have a whole chapter on how to choose a quality product. And it's really pretty simple. The very first thing I do, I stick with companies that have been around a long time. I mean, because I know they have good track records. And there's a whole bunch. In my book, I list out, even though I work for Life Extension, I list about 12 other companies that I really like and use. Source Naturals, New Chapter, Enzymatic Therapy, just to name a few. I mean, there's a whole Carlson. I mean, there's some really good companies out there making great products. They've been around for many, 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 many years. And over and over again, their products have proven to be high quality. So number one is stick with companies that have been around. There is an issue. There are some what you might call fly-by-night companies. They jump on the, the latest and greatest, nutrient bandwagon. They make a few products, sell it online, you know, whatever, and then a year later they're gone. I mean, well, don't buy from them. Is that something? I mean, stick to the companies that have been around for 10 plus, 15 plus years. That's number one. Number two, on the back label, there's a manufacturing number. There should be. If there's not, you probably don't want to buy that product, but there should be a number, a phone number you can call. That's the manufacturer of that product. Call that number. And whoever answers, you can do this right in the aisle with your cell phone. Call that number. Whoever answers, you ask them for a certificate of analysis, or you ask them if they have one. Does this product have a certificate of analysis, a COA? And if the person on the other phone says, what? Well, what are you talking about? You probably want to hang up and find another product. All of those companies I have in the back of my book, and the ones that have been around a long time, and they have great track records, they all produce a C of A for their products, their raw materials, their final label. Basically, a C of A is an analysis of the ingredients and the label. In many cases, it's a third-party lab that's testing this for them. Okay, so right there, I mean, most of these companies produce C of A's. I know Life Extension does, very simple. Other things I like to do, I mean, I like to buy products that have nice, clean labels. What I mean by that is, you know, easy to read, front and back. The inactive ingredients are clearly listed and separated from the active constituents. The active components of the products, the dosing is clearly labeled, the serving says. I mean, the easier the label is to look at and to read and know what you're purchasing, in many cases, that's a good quality product. You know, so stick with good companies that have been around for, 10 plus, 15 plus years. Go ahead and call that manufacturing number is an extra step and say, hey, does this product have a C of A? And now if they say yes, that's probably all you need. It just gives you confidence in what you're buying. Now, if you want to go a step further, which some people do, ask them to email it to you, fax it to you, whatever. Once you get it, you can confirm it, and then you can buy the product. But I don't think you have to go that far. As long as you know they have it and they're willing to share it with you, I think that's enough. And then, of course, you know, easy-to-read labels, clearly identifying active components from inactive components, dose, serving size, you know, just right there. That, again, it's just building confidence and credibility in the product that you're purchasing. So there you go. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay with me.